So I want to discuss something about the difference between artik, offering of artik, agarbati, deepam, water, conch shell, on the path of pancharatrika vidhi, archan marg, vaidhi sadhana, the artik we offer to our Thakurji, our deity, Shalagram, Sitaram, Radhan Krishna, and the artik that the Brajagopis offer every day to Govinda, to their Lord Krishna. What is the difference? Although the articles are the same, there's a different idea. There's a different meditation. So on the Archan Marg or Vidhi Marg, when we worship our deity, we're thinking that the deity or Murti is a bona fide, perfect form of the Lord, Om Purnamadam Purnamidam, one of the five expressions of divinity, of Swayam Bhagavan. He appears in five worshipable forms. The original form of Swayam Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, and then the Chaturbhuj forms of the Lord and the Vaibhav, or Leela avatars, the Natriyami Supersoul, and finally the Archamurti. So it's generally told in Shastra that the offering of the incense and ghee lamp and water and chamara and peacock fan represents the offering of the elements of this world back to the Lord. Everything should be done as an offering to the Lord. Yat karoshi rashashi yash dhyasi yat pasyasi kontaya mat karushvam anarpanam. Everything is an arpan. Man, tan, dan, Krishna samarpan. Everything we're offering. So these are the world, this earth planet, this world is made of these five elements, panchabhuta, mahapanchabhuta, bhuta. So we're offering the earth element. We're offering the earth element in worship back to the Lord, symbolized by the incense, agarbati, which has captured the essence of the earth. The essence of the earth element is fragrance, sorab, sugandhi. So we offer very fragrant incense to represent the offering of the earth to the Lord. And then we offer the ghee lamp, which represents the fire, offering the fire element of the earth. And then we offer the water in the conch shell, represents the water, and the and then the chamara represents ether, and then the conch shell is also the sound of the ether, and then the peacock fan is the air element. And this way we're offering all the elements, we're offering everything in the material world. Yat kuroshi yashashni yashashni dadasi yat. Offering everything, whatever you do should be done as an offering, offering all the elements, offering the whole world back to the Lord for His pleasure, to the deity, to the murti, archa puja, murti puja. And this is our meditation of the pujari, of the devotee, of the worshipper. Bhagavan is supreme. He is the supreme Lord. He is God. And we are His servants. And we are worshipping Him, offering these things for His pleasure and happiness. Because He's supreme. Because He's God. Everything is created, known by Him, and controlled by Him. And should be engaged in His loving service. So it's a way of worship and honor of the Lord. And it's also told that the offering of artik represents the offering of one's very self. As our own bodies, what to speak of the material world, but our own bodies are made of these elements also: earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence. So offering the incense represents offering our own body to the Lord for His service. Man, tan, dan, Krishna samarpan, arpan, worshipping, arpan. And offering water represents offering the water element of the body. And offering the ghee lamp represents offering the fire element, the fire of the eyes, akagni, the fire of the belly, jataragni, fire of intelligence, diagni, the fire burning in this body is being offered to the Lord through the medium of the ghee lamp. And our intelligence, our thinking, subtle body is being offered through the chamara, like this. This is archan. But the gopis puja, the gopis also offer arti to the Lord, and yogapit puja. And even the brajagopis during Uttaragosta Leela, when Krishna and Balaram, Subal, Sridham, and all the coward boys come back from cowherding, Uttaragosta Leela. In the evening time, it's dusk time, Aparan Leela, around 6 o'clock in the evening. The Sandhyam, this is the Sandhyam time, when puja is also done on the level of Vaidhi Sadhana. But it's a juncture of day and night, and Krishna's coming back to Nandagaon after 9 hours of cow herding, tending the cows, running in the pastures, playing. So Yashoda Ma, Mother Rohini, come out to greet him, embrace him. And Mother Rohini, she takes a ghee lamp and offers artik to Nandalal, Yashoda Lal. She very, very slowly, very, very slowly, she rotates the ghee lamp 4 times around Krishna's feet, 2 times very slowly, slowly, slowly around his beautiful belly, then his beautiful head and hair and neck and face, 3 times, and then 7 times to his full body. And this is artik, but she's offering this ghee lamp at dusk, which is almost dark, so that Mother Yashoda can very minutely inspect the beautiful body of her Yashoda Dulal and see if he has sustained any injuries while running behind the cows on his feet, so the ghee lamp goes around his feet, or maybe on his legs some scratches from the thorns and brambles, or maybe on his arms when he's wrestling, or in his belly or back when he's wrestling with the coward boys, or jumping here and there, rolling on the ground, maybe some scratches or bumps or bruises. So Rohini Ma is moving the ghee lamp and Yashoda's inspecting lovingly, all the while bathing Nandalal with the tears of Vatsalya motherly affection and the milk automatically rushing from her breast like the stream of the Ganga and Jamuna. So this is her artik in Vatsalya Bhav. But the Braja Gopis like Radharani and Lalita Vishaka in Govinda Lilamrita and other books, we see how the Gopis in the evening time at Govindastali or Gupta Kund or in Radhakund in the afternoon, in the yoga pit, that Lalita Sakhi will offer ghee lamp and the wave chamara and they'll offer artik to Krishna. But this artik of the Braja Gopis, like is of the Asta Sakhis and Braja Gopis, is very much different than what we offer. Their offering of artik is a ritual, is a purification or protection ritual. And their artik is what is called Nazar Uttarana. Nazar Uttarana. Nazar means the evil eye. Evil eye, the curse or the evil eye. Uttarana means to remove or to take away, to destroy. So, Braja Gopis, Lalita, Vishaka, etc., they're very worried about Krishna's welfare and his happiness. And of course, they're never thinking for one moment that Krishna is God. He is our worshipable deity. He is our Murti. He is the Supreme Lord moving amongst us. They never think that. They always think he's a Brajachora, and we're Brajachoris. He's a Gopa, a Sakha, we're Gopis and Sakhis. He's our beloved. He's our dearmost. He's our Prananath, and he's a kid. He can get injured. He can get hurt. He can get cursed. He can have some problems. So they're worried because so many demons, Kansa sent so many terrible demons, ferocious, heinous demons that come and try to kill Krishna, Putana, Agasura, Trinavarta, Bakasura. So they're worried. The gopis are thinking that this Rajmandala Mathura area is so filled with envious people. So many envious and jealous people. And they're so envious, they're trying to kill Krishna. They're envious of his beauty, his wealth, his position, must be his beauty. So this, the gopis are understanding all this. That's why you see, even today in the villages in India and even in the city, Bombay, I saw. Well, recently I saw one baby, newborn baby, and he had a little black spot on his forehead. I thought maybe it was a birth defect or a beauty spot or something. The mother said, no, this spot is deliberate. I put it every day. I mix some kajal and some ghee, and I put that little spot on his forehead. And I said, why is that? And she said, oh, that's to keep the nazar off him. I said, what's that? She said, the evil eye. There's so many envious people around, they may look at him, and then maybe some difficulty happens or something inauspicious. So this black spot will deter that, will drive away that negativity. So this is what the gopis are thinking. The gopis are also thinking that as all these demons are coming, there are so many envious people here. Because the fact is that although there's so many 8,400,000 species of life scattered throughout the universe, Sarvagatastanu, Krishna says in Gita, everywhere there are living entities. There's living entities in the water, living entities on the land, living entities in fire, living entities in the air and ether. There's gross bodies. Living entities have gross bodies. Living entities also have very subtle, invisible bodies like bacteria and microbes. They also cause so much difficulty. And there's another kind of living entity called ghosts. Bhuts, prates, pishachas, ghosts. And they can be very dangerous. Sometimes there are some friendly ghosts, but many times they're very dangerous and harmful. And they're everywhere. Any place, any room, any building, anywhere, there's thousands and thousands of ghosts. And they become very active. They actually thrive on negative thoughts, envious, vicious, jealous thoughts. They become energized, these ghostly beings, ghostly creatures, subtle creatures, become surcharged or energized. You can say empowered by negative thinking. Then they collect these negative vibrations and envious vibrations of low-class people or hateful people. These ghosts, they concentrate and collect all these vibrations, and they build up some power. They get some power, then they can make things happen. They can make things fall. They can make the person trip. They can make them have an accident and cause injury to another person. So therefore, people are very careful to protect their babies, especially from these envious people, by a black spot on the forehead or black string around the neck or black string around the waist. It's like a Mangala, it's called Mangala Sutra. It's something like a Mangala Sutra or a Kavacha, a protective Kavacha to protect the child. For example, if someone sees a very beautiful child, they make him envious, some lady who has ugly children, she says, "Oh, your child's so beautiful, he's really, really beautiful, he looks so beautiful." So they're thinking, but actually they're saying like that, but they're thinking very enviously, "Oh, I wish I had this child, and you should. Why do you have this beautiful child, and I have such ugly children?" So they're thinking negatively. Then the ghosts collect that envious thoughts, and they become powerful, surcharged, energized. And then they make that mother who's carrying the baby, she walks somewhere and slips on a little water and drops the kid, and he cracks his head and he gets cut. He gets some injury, which is caused by these powerful ghosts, due to these envious feelings. But if he has a black spot on his forehead, that cudgel is something ghosts don't like. Cudgel actually drives ghosts away. And so they put this little spot, this black spot of cudgel on their forehead. Of course, when ladies wear a cudgel around their eyes, the men become more attracted. Ghostly, envious men, they become more attracted to those cudgel-surrounded eyes. They want to enjoy or whatever, do harm also, taking someone away from Krishna consciousness. But at any rate, so the gopis, they're very concerned and worried about Krishna's welfare and his protection, to protect him, because they know that Krishna is the most beautiful person in the entire universe, most beautiful, most dashing, daring, charming, sweet, delightful, humorous. And so if anyone sees him, because they just think he's their boyfriend, he's their Brijbasi boyfriend. They don't think he's God or their worshipful Lord, or they don't think he's Achyuta or Ajita and he can defeat anyone. They're quite concerned and worried about his protection and welfare. So they're afraid that if someone sees him, Krishna, Bhagavan, Govinda, Damodar, Shamsundar, they'll become envious of his beauty, his unlimited beauty, and they'll start thinking envious thoughts. Then these ghosts that are hovering all around in the atmosphere, they'll collect these thoughts and may do some harm to Krishna. They may cause him to fall down and break his arm or get cut or get some difficulty, some injury. And already these envious, powerful demons are coming to kill Krishna. So why can't? And they're very obvious and gross, and Krishna has so much difficulty to defeat them. This is what the gopis are thinking. And only by the mercy of Lord Narayan and the worship of Lord Narayan by Nanda Baba has Krishna been spared and saved. Still they're worried. Then regularly, every day, they offer this artik to the Lord. And the artik of the gopis is actually for the purposes of protection and removing the nazar, removing the evil eye, and protecting Krishna from the evil eye. Nazar Uttaranam. So firstly, they offer the Agarbati, the incense, because it's told in Shastra that ghosts don't like incense. They don't like the smoke of incense. They run away. They fly away from that place where incense is burning. That's why in the temples we're offering artik throughout the different sandhyams, morning, afternoon, noon, night. When you're always burning incense, and it drives away these negative subtle beings. This Mahaprasad incense is very purifying for the atmosphere. So they would wave incense around Krishna. That smoke would drive away any envious ghosts and demons and protect Krishna. And then they would illuminate his beautiful transcendental form with a ghee lamp around his feet and belly and waist and face and body. And then another thing is, ghosts don't like fire. They don't like fire or light. That's why if you're not living in a house or apartment for some time, you should leave a light on there. Leave some lights on the apartment, even if you go away for a few days, because it deters the ghosts. They don't want to move there or live in that apartment. But any abandoned house where there's no light, there's no electric light bulbs being burned, it's all dark, they like that place. They can collect over there. You should always leave a light on in some apartment or house where you're not staying. And then, of course, many Hindus, pious Hindus, they always keep in their house a Kanda Deep. I know friends of mine, they have 24-hour ghee lamp burning in their temple room or somewhere in their house. This is very, very auspicious. It drives away the ghostly creatures. They don't like that fire. So the gopis say to do the Nazar, to remove the Nazar, the evil eye, they wave this ghee lamp and drive away ghosts. And then they blow, of course, they blow the conch shell. Of course, gopis maybe don't, but a conch shell is blown, and that's another thing that ghosts can't stand at all, is conch shell. Shank. The sound of the shank drives them far, far away. So usually artik is begun with and ended with a conch shell, at least in temples, and archan marg. So this is blowing of the conch shell is one of the rules and regulations of offering artik before an ending. And of course it also removes, it's a very powerful means to remove subtle beings from the atmosphere. That's why during bathing ceremonies there's always so much conch shell is being blown to keep ghosts far, far away from the deities. So nothing bad happens. They don't drop the deities or trip or something like that. No calamities or any difficulty happens. The conch shell is regularly blown during the bathing ceremony, Janmashtami, Radhashtami, etc. So these things will drive away the ghosts. The incense, the conch shell, the fire, the deepam. And then water is sprinkled. Ganges water, the conch shell offering water. So water is sprinkled all around, because after driving away the ghosts, then you sprinkle this water, Ganges, Jamuna, water everywhere that purifies the atmosphere. Everything becomes pure. And then the chamara is blown, is waved. The chamara is waved and peacock fan. Because Krishna says in the Gita, among purifiers, I am the wind. So moving air is very purifying. Breeze or wind is purifying. Krishna says, among purifiers, I am the wind. So we wave this chamara and peacock fan, which also drive away ghosts, and they purify the atmosphere. So this offering of artik by the Braja Gopis to Krishna, which is a regular activity, it's a ritual function that they do to keep the evil eye off Krishna. It's not an expression of worship or surrendering all their bodies or surrendering themselves. It's not an expression of offering all the elements of the earth in the service of Krishna and Arpan. It's simply their loving expression of their love and their concern and care that Krishna be protected from the evil eye. Nazar Uttarana. Remove the evil eye from Krishna so that he's always safe and sound. Happy, healthy. Healthy, happy, and holy. So that he'll always be happy and never have any difficulty or ever have any pain or unhappiness. Because the gopis are always thinking moment to moment, how can our Govinda, how can our Damodar Shyamasundara always be happy, free from all difficulty, always be peaceful and always be comfortable? Krishna's pleasure and comfort is the be-all and everything of the Braja Gopis and all the Vrijvasis, but especially the gopis. So they regularly offer Krishna worship of ghee lamp and incense and water, chamara, to remove all evil eyes and all envious vibrations from the atmosphere make everything all auspicious. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki jai.